Incredible stuff. I mean, we've said it a couple of times this morning. The same New South Wales side as Origin 2. First time that's happened in 19 years. Incredible. Laurie Daly, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, Scott. But, it's surprising. But hopefully that's a sign of things to come.
Yeah, and obviously Robbie's maybe a slim chance of playing.
Yeah, he had surgery yesterday. If he is going to play, that was the best chance. Obviously, there's still some doubt there, but he wants to give himself the best opportunity, and we'll see how it is today and over the next coming days, and then go from there.
What's your gut feeling, Laurie?
TK, my gut feeling, never write him off.
No.
After game one, the medical staff told me he'll definitely miss game two, may miss game three.
With the shoulder.
That we were aiming for. So we got him in the first night for a medical, and he was able to do push-ups, and it just absolutely surprised the medical staff. So he put in a tremendous amount of work with that injury to get himself ready. A break, though, is completely different. The thing that he risks by training after the surgery is infection. And if it gets infected, there can be some short-term and sort of long-term sort of damage. So that's what we've sort of got to look at.
Loz, the performance of the whole team, but a couple of youngsters like Clemmer in the last game must have made you very happy.
Yeah, I think, these guys are starting to forge their own careers and their own reputations. And, they've still got a long way to go, but, what they've done so far has been excellent. But they're under no illusions that, the game three is totally different, playing up there in Queensland. They'll have a target on his head, and we're going to be ready for that. And we will be ready for that. And, we've just got to make sure their preparation is as good as it's ever been, because it's going to take a mighty effort.
Laurie, what do you make of this respect argument from the Queenslanders? It seems that if you've got to ask for it, it's
ridiculous.
Too late, isn't it?
Well, I think, knowing my guys, as well as I do, they're very respectful. They're very respectful to the general public. They're very respectful for my staff here in camp. They're very respectful to me. They're very respectful towards the Queenslanders, but they certainly hold no fears.
No, that's right.
And they go out there and they play as hard as they possibly can. And then they shake hands and they walk off the field. They're back into giving people respect. But in a game such as State of Origin, you go out there and you can't be concerned about who you're playing or who you're up against. You're just going to go out there and rip in it. And that's what our boys are doing.
Hey, Loz, is it more of the same this week, or do you change it up, try and go down a different path?
It's one that we've sort of need to be a bit flexible in, because a lot of our guys have got a few bumps and bruises. So the key is to have them right on Wednesday night. They have been together for three campaigns, or the majority of them have been here for three campaigns, so they know the system's in place. So it's a matter of, and today's a classic example. We won't train long today. We won't train at any intensity at all. It'll all be just about, churning legs over, getting rid of a few of the aches and the stiffness, and just trying to sort of rehash some of the things that we need to do better and look to improve on.
When do you expect to have Michael Annis in camp to sort of play that dummy half role? You need a dummy half for training.
Yeah, we do. Michael is at the judiciary tonight, so we wish him all the best there. We're certainly at least supporting him, and then we'll make a decision after that. But for us, it's a matter of making sure that everyone in the team is not concerned about who will play or who may not play hooker. Their job and their responsibility, and if they're doing that for the team, is to worry about themselves and getting themselves in the right frame of mind and understanding what their role is and what they have to do. And if they can do that, hooker will take care of itself.
Mate, I think it's remarkable, since you've been in there and you very much followed on Ricky's way, but you've done it yourself, your own way as well. Just the culture that you very quickly set up. And I suppose that decision to allow Michael Jennings to be selected again was a tough one for you. Oh, no. We have problems when they get up there, don't we?
We do.
Coffs Harbour, there, Loz.
We've got to get that special banana phone that they use up
there. It happens every time that we go into camp because of the phone reception there.
Can't we had the trouble with Paul Gallen, and I'm pretty sure we got Laurie back online.
You there, Loz?
Sorry, guys. Just dropped out.
Mate, I'll just repeat. I was just saying that the culture you've set up there very quickly is astounding, and the decision with regard to Michael Jennings, was that a tough one for you?
I think they're all tough when you find one of your players in trouble, but you've got to take it on a case-by-case basis. And, Michael is pleading not guilty, so he deserves the right to defend himself. The courts will decide whether Michael has done the wrong thing or not. But for us, he's been penalised for being out late and breaking Roosters rules, and we were disappointed that he did that, so we fined him as well. But as far as the other charges are concerned, he'll have his day in court, and the court will decide that.
Laurie, what's your intel telling you about Jonathan Thurston, Matt Scott, how serious their injuries are at the moment?
TK, you would know this better than anyone. Yeah. Queensland love having a player jump off their deathbed and make a miraculous recovery and come out and get man of the match, and they talk about the wonderful Queensland spirit and how injured they were. I don't believe any of it. They are wonderful players. They know their body. They will get themselves right, and they will be there, and that's the way we're preparing.
How much stress are you under at the moment, mate? Are you sleeping?
I'm actually not too bad. Not too bad, although I go to sleep all right.
Yeah.
When you wake up.
You got these plays in your head. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. You get that clarity at night, don't you?
You do. I've always said to myself, I should take a pen and a bit of paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think my wife would like it. And the other one is, I reckon if I started doing that, I'd drive myself crazy.
That's right. Yeah, you're like a duck, mate. You know, all calm on the surface, but pretty busy underneath. Mate, we do thank you very much for your time,
good
Laurie.
On you, Loz.
Enjoy camp up there. Hopefully it all comes together, and good luck next Wednesday night if we don't speak again.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for giving us your time, and also the supporters and the listeners that ring up and are supporting us. We thank them very much, and hope they'll have a team to be proud of. So
well done, Laurie. Yeah, fantastic. Our pleasure. We love doing it. We love supporting the Blues, and we certainly hope that, well, we know it's going to be a humdinger, don't we?
Oh, of course it will be. It's a decider.
New South Wales to win that. Everything's got to work, and Laurie's the best man to get it working too.
$1.65 the Queenslanders, as Jared told you before, Laurie. $2.30 New South Wales, the outsiders. That's just the dominance that they put the boys down there at tab.com.au when they figure all the sides in. They think about that home ground advantage, the record that the Queenslanders have there at Suncorp Stadium. And the fact Laurie doesn't believe a moment that Jonathan Thurston or Matt Scott are in doubt for Origin number 3.